And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
The year is 2002. So close and yet so long in some respects. Do you remember what was going on in 2002 in Half Moon Bay? Well, from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, City Way's fate of two department heads. An emergency meeting was scheduled for Tuesday night between the Half Moon Bay City Council and the city attorney and several regular city departments to determine the fate of two city staffers. According to Half Moon Bay police officer Dennis Lubal, who attended the emergency meeting with other employees, and Mayor Tony Taylor, the Public Works Director Bonnie Farrell and Parks and Rec Director Steve Jesperson were fired earlier that day. Neither Jesperson or Farrell could be reached for comment. And Highway 1 work is underway. After being delayed for years, El Granada will finally get a three-way stoplight installed at the traffic-choked intersection of Highway 1 and Coronado Street. And Cabrillo Unified School District layoffs come this week. The school district deficit is approximately $1 million in wake of the failed parcel tax measure. The budget is looking worse by the day, according to School District Superintendent John Bayless. At the school board meeting this Thursday, the board is expected to move forward with its first major cuts and layoffs of certified teachers. And now a little news from Cameron's Restaurant. 3,000 bottles of beer on the wall. Make that cans. How does a collection begin? Especially one that grows to contain over 3,000 beer cans. Well, I moved from Cincinnati at the age of 10, and my friends were all into collecting beer cans, so I joined in as well. Drinking the contents was out of the question at that age. I just kept looking around for empties, and quite a collection seemed to grow. My friends dropped their interest, but I pursued the quest. My parents did a lot of traveling, and I'd always ask them to bring back cans from all their trips around the states and around the world. My collection just kept growing, and now it's up to 3,000 cans. I hope you'll stop by my restaurant soon and look up high to the left and to the right, where you'll see cans from all over the world. It's really quite a sight to see. And one day, it might inspire your kids to start a collection. Granted, you may not want them collecting beer cans like I did. I do hope you'll stop by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn soon, and now RV Camping as well, and check out the many things that we have to offer. In 2002, here's all you need to know about the cost of living. Average cost of a new house, $228,700. You will buy your house with an average annual income of $42,500. And to prove how good life was just a few years ago, you can fill up for $1.62 a gallon. Where did things go wrong? 2002 is not a good year for American businesses, as Kmart Corporation becomes the largest retailer in American history to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. This is followed by United Airlines filing for bankruptcy protection, and WorldCom files for Chapter 11 and the largest such filing in U.S. history. On a happier note, the Winter Olympic Games are held in Salt Lake City, Utah, and declared a rousing success. In popular culture, Kelly Clarkson wins the first American Idol contest. And popular films include Spider-Man, Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, and My Big Fat Greek Wedding. In 2002, popular music, this female artist owned the number one AC chart position for 21 weeks. You heard right. The song represented the birth of her son, and everyone celebrated with her. Here's Celine Dion and A New Day Has Come.
I was waiting for so long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to be strong. Shed a tear through the darkness and good times.
In 2002, country music is very popular in the Bay Area, and this country music singer, actor, and music producer is riding high on the country charts with this number one hit. Here's George Strait and Living and Living Well.
Had a nice little life, a little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. Ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and living well. Till you sail with me, thought that I had it good, as good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
What year will the AM 1710 time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.